So you got the story down. Jesus in his hometown, kind of rejected. I'm rejected in my own house. I'm rejected in my hometown. And he could do no deed of power there, except he did some deeds of power there. Just, you know, a little bit. And he was amazed that the people just didn't get it. And then he sent out the disciples, said, do good things, and if people turn on you, shake the dust off your feet. And they went out and they did good things. So that's in Jesus' time, 2,000-ish years ago. What if we reimagined this story as it might have taken place in different time periods, like the early Middle Ages? We used to call those the Dark Ages. That's Muhammad, Charlemagne, the Vikings around that time. Jesus traveled to the place he was born, followed by those who many thought were his subjects. It was the day of worship, and he disrupted the rules by teaching without permission. The things he said amazed the ones who heard. They could not understand how someone who lacked any kind of respectable upbringing could have any knowledge or power at all. They took offense at him. And Jesus said to them, your respect and honor is for anyone except the ones that come from here. He was disturbed that they would not believe. He went out to the smaller areas and he healed a few people. Then he called the ones thought to be his subjects and sent them out to towns all around. He told them to take nothing with them and to expect hospitality from those they met. If the welcome was absent, he instructed them to leave town while making insulting gestures against those who refused hospitality. So they went out and told people to turn from their wicked ways. They cast out demons and cured those who were sick. It's kind of similar, just a little bit different. Or then we've got the High Middle Ages, not too far after. It just used to be called the Middle Ages, Dark Ages, then Middle Ages. This is where we've got the Crusades, we've got the Magna Carta, the Mongol invasions, and kind of similar, the experience probably would be. Jesus came to his hometown with a band of followers. It was the High Holy Day, and he came to the place of worship to teach. Those who were there did not understand. What is he talking about, they said? What is all this about love and forgiveness? What is all the healing and total submission to God on high? They took offense at him. Jesus told them that their way of expressing love was completely wrong. But they had no way to see that from him because he wasn't one of the elite. He did heal a few people, but no one really noticed. He went and taught in the surrounding provinces. Then he gathered his band and sent them out, not to conquer in his name, but to share love and healing. He told them that they would be taken care of, but if they weren't, they should leave. So they went out without any weapons, and they preached about love and healed those all around. Move forward. How about the Reformation? That's Martin Luther. That's John Calvin. That's Marguerite de Navarra. Jesus left where he was and ended up with his disciples where he was born. He went to church and started talking to the folks as if he knew something special. They heard him, but he wasn't speaking about the rules and customs they knew and understood. He even healed people who were sick. They argued with him and ultimately told him that he must not speak of such things. He had no business doing so because he was not authorized to speak. And furthermore, he was just a child who grew up with them. They took offense at him. Jesus told them that if he had come from the outside telling them the things he said, they might listen. But they couldn't see through their own preconceived ideas. He stopped at that point, though he did heal a few people later. He went to the surrounding towns and spoke with the people there. Then he called his disciples and sent them out with only the clothes they were wearing. He told them to trust the people in the surrounding towns to take care of them. But if they didn't, they should belch loudly and leave. So the disciples went out and told the people that God's love was for them and that no one could take it away from them, no matter what. So they went out and preached about faith in and from God, and they brought healing to many. U.S. Civil War. We've got Owen Lovejoy, Abraham Lincoln, Harriet Tubman giving voice to a movement to end slavery in the United States. Jesus had been on the road, and he took some time to come back to his hometown. He had quite a following with him. He went to the church and began teaching that all are part of God's family and that no one should be treated as less than a person. Many agreed with him, as they had on the road, but others were skeptical and even angry. "Where does he think he is? Washington," they said. "We know who he is. He's a nobody from nowhere, just like us. He can't say or do anything that will matter a bit." They took offense at him. Jesus told them that folks everywhere heard him and trusted in what he said, but that nobody here could see past their ideas that he was just a local kid. He didn't do anything really impressive in his hometown, though he did make a few sick people well. He was amazed that they wouldn't listen to him. Then he went out to the local towns and continued telling his message. He called together those who were following him, and he sent them out to teach and heal. He told them to do no fundraising in preparation and to go without any supplies, that the townsfolk would take care of them. If the townsfolk rejected them, he said they should move on and not let the door hit them on their way out. So they went out and preached love and equality for all the people. They brought restoration and healing in towns all over. 100 years later, the civil rights movement, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, John Lewis, Dorothy Height. Jesus came home, joined with friends from all different backgrounds. He went to the church and started to teach about the equality of all people. He told them that he came to upset the apple cart of power. They were amazed at what he said. They wondered how this local child could know things of such magnitude. They didn't think he had the right to speak, being a person who didn't have the right color skin. They took offense at him. He told them that they couldn't see past their own worn-out ideas of race and power. He didn't try to impress them, but he did heal a few people. Then he went out to the places where the descendants of slaves lived in small homes, and he started preaching. Then he called his friends together, and he sent them out in the small settlements and to the towns. He told them to just go, nothing with them. He said that if the people out there would care for them, that would work. But if they didn't, then they should kick up some dust and head on out. So we went out. They went out and told the people that they needed to get things right. That justice for all people was on its way. They found that people were changed by their presence. They preached and prayed and people were healed. Or how about today? The voices of young activists like Malala Yousafzai, Emma Gonzalez, Ali Raisman. Jesus posted some random thoughts in his Snapchat story and also on Instagram. Thinking of the older folks, he also posted on Facebook and Twitter. Throughout the day, he added some profound thoughts to his story, and some of the folks who saw his feed were amazed that someone who had no business writing profound things was doing it. Internet trolls remarked that he was not wise enough to share ideas about immigration or gun control or equality, classism, mental health. Several made snarky comments about his family and his upbringing and pointed out that someone ought to talk some sense into him. Of course, Jesus responded to their comments by saying, "You know, so many folks from all over the world love me. What's your problem?" And he decided that he wouldn't spend any energy trying to make them happy. Then he went to a group where his closest friends would gather to chat, and he told them to make lots of new online communities. Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, many other social networking sites. He wrote to them to just make up the groups. No intense web design, no pre-planned discussion questions. He also said that if they made the groups and the folks started making snarky comments and hate messages, that they should just make an "I'm closing this page" announcement and go on to the next opportunity. So they made the groups and they welcomed folks, offering them a reason and a way to turn toward God. They prayed with folks in real-time prayer chapels, offered words of encouragement and healing with posts and comments and forum discussions. Many people experienced a reconnection to God and a restored awareness of faith in their lives. What's it going to be like in the future? I don't know. We don't know what what community is going to mean. We don't know how Jesus' message is going to translate to 10, 20, 30 years in the future. But in any age, Jesus' message of God's love for all the world is present, it's real, and it is subversive. Each one of these different instances, Jesus would be talking about something that would offend people. Because the message of love for all, the message of equality of love, threatens those who see power as something to push others down. It threatens those who abuse power it threatens that those who abuse power will become powerless. It promises healing and restoration for the ones who live in places of powerlessness and hopelessness. It promises unconditional love for all, not just the people at the top. It's not about patriotism. It's not about any form of national pride. God's love knows no boundaries, and God's blessings are not reserved for any nation. Jesus' message of God's love for all is universal, and yes, it is subversive, because it can be scary to people who are clinging to power like a weapon. And as in Jesus' time, there will be many who hear the message of love and are moved to make a difference. And as in Jesus' time, there will be those who can do nothing but make snarky and harmful remarks. So what advice do we have from this? From this one story told seven different ways, or eight, or however many it is. Wherever you are, whatever the context, choose to do good. Wherever you are, whatever the context, choose to do good. May thoughts of revenge, territorialism, and evil simply be rejected. Amen.